Today, the title of the message is Walking in the Light. Okay, I was going to say sometimes, but I mean almost all the time. I get up early, I go to bed late, it's dark, right? I walk around my house with zero light. I walk in the dark. I constantly do. I don't know if it's because I want to save money on electricity, but what I've learned is most of the time I'm going to hit something. Most of the time I'm going to trip over something. Just the other day, I was so proud. I walked from one end all the way to the other end, pitch dark. I just moved my couch. I navigated through that little passage perfectly, and I got to turn on the light, and I ran right square into the beam of the hallway, and boom, right in the center of the head. And I missed the switch at the same time. So the point is, it's not good to walk in the dark. And actually, when thinking of this, and no, the whack on the head didn't bring some message that I was supposed to give. It was just nothing more than embarrassing, but no one saw it. The point is that the Bible talks about this. The Bible talks a lot about this. God is the light. Jesus Christ is our light. So today, I wanted to talk about or discuss three points as to why we must always walk in the light. Three points why we must walk in the light. And I know it may seem obvious, but it's so important. The first, walking in the light prevents us from tripping or running into obstacles. You don't need to turn there, but Proverbs 4, verse 18. If you want wisdom, generally speaking, Proverbs is going to be your chapter. It's nothing more than millions of little pieces of information that you can apply in your life to almost every situation. Proverbs 4, verse 18 and 19. But the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. They don't even know because it's in the dark. They can't see it. So many places in the Bible contrast the two paths, the two ways of life, which we'll quote more scripture later on that shows this. God is light, and his way is clear and safe, like walking in the daylight. But evil men love darkness as a cloak for their actions. In the dark, you cannot clearly see the dangers. There are many obstacles that we can stub our toes on or trip over in the dark. But worse, there are steep cliffs that we can blunder over without any warning. You can't see in the dark. Just to bring you back seven years ago, we had a message from Mr. Hendren, and he gave us the example. He said, why are bars and nightclubs always dark? Because what's evil normally happens at those places. Can there be good? Yes. But when do mischievous people come out and want to play? And where do they want? They go to a dark place to consume what they want to consume. Because, and the restaurants know this, that's why they darken it. So people feel more freely to do evil. I'm from a worldly perspective, they don't think that, but we know the truth. And then we had the example by Mr. Mendez not that long ago about it, when it's pitch black in a cave, you can't see anything. You cannot see this in front of you. When God says darkness, it is dark, and God is not in darkness. So here's a question I know you're thinking. Who sees better in the dark, physically in the dark? Men or women? Huh? Men or women? I could promise you, I always thought it was men. Men see better in the dark because all my life I spent turning off the lights that my other partner would turn on constantly. It was like my mission in life was to turn off the lights in every room. The hallway to the kitchen, you're talking 40 lights and ting, 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 all of them turned on. And here I come, ting, 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 turn them all off. So I've always thought for many years, it is men that can see better. Women just flip every light switch on. Well, actually, scientific proof is that I'm wrong, which, yeah, I'm normally in that position. So it's actually women that can see better in the dark. And did you know men and women's eyes are different? They see differently. Women see 4 million different colors in this spectrum, and I'm not exaggerating. Men see two. So we see blank and blank, and women see, no, this is this color, this color, this color, this color, all in the same span. Okay, so we got to give men some credit here. Black, we see black better. A little gray versus black, men can identify the black much better. Yeah, that's about as much as I could get out of the scientific proof for to help man out. Anyhow, so physically speaking, men don't see as good in the dark as women. That was just a question that I've had many, many a years. And I was once again wrong. But anyhow, why do men and women want to walk in darkness and keep tripping? Why? It's the whole world wants this, desires this, seeks it. Please turn over to John 3. John 3. John 3, and we'll pick it up in verse 19. John 3. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John 3. And verse 19. John 3, verse 19. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God. It's that simple. The light the world hates because they feel God is can see them, although God sees everything. But the evil deeds are done in the dark. So that's point one. Point two. Walking in the light lets you see where you are right now. If you could turn back to John 1. John 1, verse 4 through 9. John 1, 4 through 9. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not the light, but he was sent to bear witness of the light. And we know the light of this world is Jesus the Christ. So, what do you comprehend right now? See, if you have light on you right now, then you see where you're at. If you see where you're at, then you can navigate where you're at right now. You can see how you need to improve your life. One of the greatest things is to have self-evaluation, self-reflection, self-discovery, and fix the problems yourself before God fixes them for you. We ask God, God, please help me with this, help me with that. But what if we had the ability and God gave us the ability to see our mistakes and we could fix them? Because so many times I sit up here and we talk together as a family and we talk stories about how God fixed it for us. Yeah, that's called a 2x4 in the head. That approach works, absolutely. God is perfect. But what if we just understood things before we got to that point? Anyhow, the point is that walking in the light does let us see where we're at right now and where we need to go. We can turn the light on brighter and brighter, allowing us to see more and more. God does not tell us to turn the lights on a little and maintain it. He tells us to walk completely submerged in the light, turn it all the way on. keep learning, draw closer to Him, closer to God is the brightest point you can be. So point three, walking in the light allows you to see the final goal. God's plan is perfect and so bright to those who are called and choose to be a part of His plan. We have a saying that we can finally see the light at the end of the tunnel, right? It means after being submerged in the darkness, you can see a little light. And then the more you go, the more you see. I can't help but to compare this to my process with, as I mentioned, trying to bring my wife over here. I didn't even realize how dark the tunnel was. And then a year goes by and the tunnel's still dark. But now, I see the light at the end of the tunnel. The end is close. I can feel it. And when you go towards the end, you see more light. Please turn to Romans 13. Romans 13. Romans 13. Romans 13, if we could please pick it up in verse 11. Romans 13, verse 11. Romans 13 and 11. The Bible is so beautiful and so perfect. I mean, for all the problems you have, the answer's in here. verse 11 of Romans 13. And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent and the day is at hand. Therefore let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in the revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in the strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provisions for the flesh to fulfill its lust. Sermonette last week, Armor of Light by Gabe. So you can see where the plan of God is revealed, and the plan of God is light. So God has the master plan, and it is unfolding as we speak. How can you see it? Well, if we remove the darkness and draw closer to the light, we can clearly see it. The Bible is perfect and God breathed, and it is the master light switch. The more we read and study, meditate, the more we turn up that light. We draw closer to the source. We must seek first the kingdom of God. That is our ultimate goal. So in conclusion, there is no benefit to walking in the dark. Man wants to stay in the dark so he can keep sinning. We must come out of the darkness. We must look around to see where we are right now. Self-reflect and gain wisdom on how to improve and how to draw closer to God through our following of Jesus the Christ. We know the final goal. We have been blessed beyond measure to be able to understand the mysteries of the Bible. We are able to see the end.